Hello, my name is Reverend Seth Nelson, and I am the pastor of Faith Lutheran Church in Ronan, Montana. Join in weekly to hear the good news of God's love proclaimed over your life. You can follow us on Podbean and iTunes. God bless you this day. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Beatitudes, otherwise known as the Blessings, in our Gospel reading from Matthew for this week, kick off Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount. There is a similar sermon in Luke, but it takes place on a plain instead of a mountain. So, the writer of Matthew has our back here in the Northern Rockies. He knows the importance of climbing up hillsides, gazing out at the world below from rocky peaks, seeing the clouds gather around them from time to time to blend the proverbial heavens and the earth, and ultimately, for the people who follow Jesus, to literally find God on the mountain. On that mountain, the people who gathered around Jesus heard the gospel, the good news, preached over their lives in new and powerful ways. We should not overlook the comparisons between Jesus preaching on the mountain and Moses receiving the law on Mount Sinai. In both cases, God spoke divine truth into the world from the mountaintop, and in both cases, the world was changed for the better. Moses went up by himself, was surrounded by clouds for 40 days, one-on-one with God, and received the Ten Commandments, as well as the hundreds of other instructions from God about how the people were to live in holy, covenantal relationship with the God of their ancestor, Abraham. These instructions came down the mountain with him as the law of Moses and would, unfortunately, be disregarded by the people as simply Moses' rules instead of seeing them for their higher purpose, to live in right relationship with God and with one another. Such is the way of us humble sinners, though. We are riddled with imperfections, brokenness, and sinful hearts that lead us away from faithfulness to our good and loving God. It is to the descendants of the people who once gathered around Mount Sinai, awaiting Moses' descent, that Jesus spoke a word of profound grace and good news. Blessed are the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and those who are persecuted in the name of Christ. Even back then, I imagine that these blessings, these beatitudes, were wildly counterintuitive. I doubt that any of these folks that Jesus talked about would say things like, "We are so blessed right now. Our closest friends just died and we are mourning terribly. So blessed." Or, "I haven't had anything to eat for days. My water just got turned off and I don't have two pennies to rub together. So blessed right now." Or, "I just got thrown in jail and tortured for being a Christian. Hashtag blessed. Thank you, Jesus." Most of us would hear comments in this context as a dark form of sarcasm. To this day, Jesus' Beatitudes at the Sermon on the Mount speak blessings to circumstances where there seem to be none. God sides with the least of us, the hungriest of us, the meekest of us, the most merciful, those who suffer to strive for peace, and the most persecuted among us. All people rejected by the world, but lifted up in the kingdom of God. To this day, millennia after the most powerful sermon was preached, Christians still want to brag about how much money they have to give, how big their churches are, or how mighty our armies are. More than the parts of our lives and our world that are so hurting and broken that they seem hopeless. To this day, Jesus challenges us through the Sermon on the Mount to see that God blesses those whom the world curses. In preparing for preaching this week, I was thinking about renaming our gospel passage to be the Sermon on Montana. After all, the name of our entire state means the land of mountains in Spanish. Though, if you are in places like Glendive or Miles City, the name of the treasure state can be a little misleading. I think many of us, whether we are from Montana or moved in here from somewhere else, can well understand the movement of Jesus up the mountain to speak a critical word to the world below. Out here, between the Mission Mountains to the east, the Salish Mountains to the west, Glacier National Park and the Cabinets to the north, we understand what it means to live with a different rhythm than the rest of our nation. Though every people, place, city, or state is a bit different from the next, I think it is fair to say that many of us in Montana feel more disconnected from the world than our fellow Americans who live in other parts of the country, especially those who live in large cities or on the coasts. We have to rely on ourselves and each other for pretty much everything in ways that people in places with more resources, businesses, supply chains, of course, traffic, don't really understand. Out here, you can't really expect somebody to just start a new school that fits your fancy better to send your kids to. If you want a different style of education for your children, you have to make it happen on your own. If you think the Mission Valley needs new programs or opportunities for people to plug into, you better expect that you're going to have to make it happen by yourself, because most likely nobody else will. If you have a new idea for business, community activities, senior living, youth programs, healthcare, or most anything really, it is assumed that you'll have to figure it out on your own. Nobody is coming to fix our problems and challenges for us. Services are few and far between, well-paying jobs and healthy infrastructure with things as simple as city sidewalks sometimes seems quite scarce. And there is much about our life here that makes Montana feel like more of a modern-day wilderness, just like the place where Jesus first preached, than other areas of our nation. Now, I don't say this to complain, since this is a big reason that many of us like to live here. But it is also a reason why we need to look to the blessed grace of God in our lives in different ways, too. In his Sermon on Montana, I imagine Jesus might adapt his original Beatitudes a little bit to say, "Blessed are you who work hard, but are still poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who grieve friends and family who have died by our high rates of suicide, drug use, and limited access to health care, for you will be comforted. Blessed are you who have nothing, for God will give you everything. Blessed are you who know all too well what it is to go hungry when the food stamps run out, because God desires more for you and will make sure that you will be healthy and full one day. Blessed are you who do not seek revenge when you have been threatened, robbed, or beaten, because God will show you even more grace than that. Blessed are you who are worn down by age, for you will be made young once again. Blessed are you who show sincere love to others, even when they seem unworthy of it, for you will see God. Blessed are you who resist the culture of violence and fear that grips many throughout Montana, especially here in the Mission Valley, for the kingdom of God is a place of peace, and you will be at home there. Blessed are you when you cling to faith in Jesus' name, especially in a world full of doubt and disbelief, for you will inherit the world full of hope and wholeness that only God can give. Blessed are you who strive to continue in the life of faith, hope, and love here in the Big Sky Country. Though our winters are gray and long, our paychecks stretched and small, our roads long and people few, God is with us. We are blessed by the grace of our God who sent the Son into the world so that there will always be hope beyond today, wholeness in our tomorrows, and love for an eternity to come. May these blessings take hold in your life today and all the days of your life ahead. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds. In Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
I hope that you've enjoyed this week's sermon podcast. If you would like to hear more, read my blog, or get a copy of my book called The Church Unknown, go to www.revsethnelson.com. If you feel called to support our ministry, I invite you to go to our church's website at flcronan.org and click on the Offerings tab. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.